You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds here are Saido Berahino to score and West Brom to win. That's 10-1. And Wan Mata to score and a Man United win is 4-1. West Brom seem to have turned the corner to an extent. Their form has taken an upturn in the league. They're 7 unbeaten at home as well. They take on Man United, who have won their last 4 games. Things starting to look a bit better for them. They're actually level with Man City on points phenomenally now in the table. And they could qualify. They could hit a top 4 spot all of a sudden. So you can have a first stab at this one, Dave. Are Man United suddenly back in the race for the top 4?
They're back in the race. They're back in the hunt. But I think it's papering over the cracks to a certain extent. That team they fielded against Watford was their fourth youngest ever in the Premier League. And when you consider the class of 92, and they seem to be playing young players all the time, a lot of people will make that connection. But this team isn't a patch on that team. And I think that Manchester United will get their comeuppance here against West Brom. They have got a very good record at the Hawthorns, Manchester United, which sort of goes against the argument I'm making. They're unbeaten in 9 Premier League visits to West Brom. They've won 7 and drawn 2 in that spell. And Tony Pulis hasn't got a good record against Manchester United either. He's lost 11 of his 13 Premier League games as a manager against Manchester United. But Louis van Gaal's side have only won 1 of their last 7 Premier League away games, lost 3 in that spell. There has been a definite upturn in West Brom's form. They got a point against Leicester City, who are much better than this Manchester United side, midweek. That was following that slip up in the cup against Reading. Manchester United weren't good against Watford. They won that game 1-0. Watford deserved to win the match. They had numerous chances in the first half without converting. They are getting a few players back, Manchester United now. Anthony Martial started against Watford. Matteo Darmian came on as substitute, and Chris Smalling is nearing a return. But West Brom are overpriced at 7-2, undoubtedly in my mind, despite the stats and the negatives about West Brom's run against Manchester United in recent seasons and the Pulis factor as well. West Brom 7-2 for me has to be the bet here.
Massive price. Massive price, West Brom.
You just stop agreeing on everything.
Yeah, I know, it is. I know.
We didn't confer before the podcast here.
Well, I don't see how the 7-2. I mean, Man United should. If Man United had been 4-0 down at half time against Watford, they couldn't have complained. I mean, that's how one sided that first half was. And you know, the previous game we'd beaten Arsenal 3-2. But we all saw how just Arsenal just spawned in their performance. It was a shocker by them. I'm not getting worked up by United here. I think odds on Man United to win at West Brom is a criminally bad price.
I thought you were going to say something else there, Derek.
Well, I've never called West Brom right all season. I find them a real difficult side to keep tabs on.
Yeah.
But at 7-2 here, I really do think they're overpriced. I'm not interested in in their record against Man United over the last 9 seasons or whatever, because they've been playing Fergie's side, who were going for championships and European Cups and so on. This Man United side is bog standard. And you mentioned those players that might be coming back from injury, you know, the Smallings and the Darmians and all that. They're players that, if they were playing for Stoke, wouldn't be they wouldn't be outstanding in a Stoke team. You know, these aren't players that you'd be worried about coming back. They just haven't got the personnel anymore, Man United.
Manchester United are just underpriced in all markets here.
Yeah.
I do think it will be tight, this game. I envisage a tight football match here.
I think it could be quite a dull football match.
Yeah, I agree. Under 2.5 goals is as short as 8-15, though. I couldn't be getting involved at that sort of price. But yeah, look at West Brom in all those markets. +1, draw no bet, 2-1, and to win the match, 7-2.
I suppose you could raise the same argument as well, similar to the Liverpool argument, that Man United will keep an eye on the Thursday night game.
Well, but less so than Liverpool, because that's Liverpool's season. Man United are still in the hunt for top 4, unbelievably. I mean, they're level on points with City in the fourth spot, so they can't possibly have their eye on, you know, they've got to give this their full attention.
Will they get in the top 4 anyway, though? I mean, a few weeks ago, I
don't think they will, but they've got a chance now, haven't they?
Yeah.
That's what Derek's mentioning there. It's not the same for Liverpool. Manchester United have a realistic opportunity of finishing in the top 4 this season. I don't know what's more incredible, the fact that Leicester can win the league or Manchester United can finish in the top 4. The way they've performed this season, it's just unbelievable. They're still in the hunt.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.